This is Akashvani. The news read by Lalima Aneja Dang. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today exchanged views on international and regional issues with French President Emmanuel Macron, including efforts for bringing an early end to the conflict in Ukraine. Mr. Modi reiterated India's consistent support for peaceful resolution of the conflict and early restoration of peace and stability. In a telephonic conversation, both leaders reviewed and assessed the progress in bilateral cooperation in various areas. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that India-France strategic partnership will continue to play a key role in fostering global peace and stability. Prime Minister Modi thanked President Macron for accepting the invitation to the AI Impact Summit being hosted by India in February next year and looked forward to welcoming him in India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that he deeply appreciates and fully reciprocates US President Donald Trump's sentiments and positive assessment of India-US ties. Responding to Mr. Trump's recent statements, the Prime Minister noted in a social media post that India and the US share a very positive and forward-looking comprehensive global strategic partnership. Talking to media in Washington last night, the US President said that India and the United States have a special relationship and there is nothing to worry about the ties between the two countries. President Trump said, Mr. Modi is a great prime minister and he will always be friends with him.
Well, I'll always be friends with Modi. He's great prime minister. He's great. I'll always be friends. India and the United States have a special relationship. There's nothing to worry about. We just have moments on occasion.
In an earlier social media post, Mr. Trump had remarked that the US had lost India to China. Centre has recently announced wide-ranging reductions in goods and services tax across key sectors that directly impact cooperatives, farmers, rural enterprises and benefit more than 10 crore dairy farmers in the country. Ministry of Cooperation said in a statement that these landmark reforms will strengthen the cooperative sector, make their products competitive, increase demand of their products and increase income of cooperatives. The reforms will promote rural entrepreneurship and ensure affordable access to essential goods for millions of households. GST rate reductions will benefit cooperatives in farming and animal husbandry, promote sustainable farming practices and benefit small farmers. Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh today inaugurated the campus tank in New Delhi for empowering the youth of the country. The flagship startup launchpad will provide the country's next generation founders with an early career professional opportunity to build the next big thing by setting up their own startup. The minister said the Pan India initiative with a funding pool of $6 million will serve as a platform for young innovators to pitch their startup ideas and secure funds. Well, in Punjab, no further loss from floods has been reported in the last 2 days as the situation is gradually coming under control. Barring some villages of Patiala and Ludhiana, which have been recently inundated due to the overflowing of Tangri, Markanda and controlled release of extra water from Bhakra Dam, rest all is under control. The 10-day-long Ganesh Chaturthi festival culminates today with the immersion of Lord Ganesh's idols across the country on the occasion of Anant Chaturdashi. Devotees will bid farewell to the deity amid grand processions, music and prayers, while authorities have arranged elaborate security and eco-friendly measures for the immersion. In Maharashtra, more than 2,000 Gauri and Ganesh idols were immersed in Mumbai today amid chants of Ganpati Bappa Moria. According to official sources, no untoward incident was reported during the immersion. India will take on China in a Super 4-stage match of Men's Asia Cup hockey in Rajgir, Bihar today. This match will be played at 7:30 p.m. at the Rajgir International Stadium. And with that, we come to the end of this news bulletin.